Today on Pilgrim Radio's His People, John Aiello, on the story of an audio and film production of The Thief on the Cross, who was crucified with Jesus, and how he got to heaven.
And it all started with, honestly, a conversion of somebody near and dear to my heart, you know, my dad. But through the clarity of the gospel, the gifting of a pastor and Colin Smith, and then the spirit to want to share that with people all around the world, the Lord's used this mightily.
John Aiello, next. Heaven, How I Got Here, The Story of the Thief on the Cross, is a one-man play starring actor Stephen Baldwin as the thief who died on the cross next to Jesus and is now in heaven. The play has been produced in audio and film versions, and the film is available for free viewing next week on the Open the Bible site. John Aiello, Executive Director of Open the Bible, is with us to discuss Heaven, How I Got Here. But first, John, introduce us to the ministry of Open the Bible.
Sure. Open the Bible, by its name, is pretty self-evident that we're all about trying to get people to open God's Word. And we believe that when people open God's Word, the Holy Spirit takes over and its transformative power. It goes wonderful, wonderful places. And so the ministry actually began a little north of 20 years ago as a small radio ministry out of Chicagoland. Praise the Lord, it's grown to be a not only across the U.S., but now working across the globe, translated into many different languages. And really what we're trying to do at the end of the day is use different kinds of media, radio being critical to what we do. But, you know, the web, apps, not unlike Pilgrim does, reaching people where they are technically, where they are spiritually, and where they are geographically with the good news of Jesus Christ. And I've had the great joy of working alongside Pastor Colin Smith, who's our founder and teaching pastor. An absolutely wonderful pastor. He's my pastor and has been for years, but we're also colleagues in Open the Bible. And I've had the joy of doing this job for a little north of 13 years now. So it's been wonderful to see the Lord use some imperfect people like us to do some perfect work around the globe for his people.
Well, I'd like to ask you about the book written by Pastor Colin Smith, Heaven, How I Got Here. It's a little book focusing on the thief on the cross. It was made into a radio production and now into a film, which we're going to talk about. But first, I'm wondering, how did the idea for that book come about?
Yeah, so, I don't know the exact date, but I think it was in the year 2011, in the spring, that Pastor Colin was preaching through a series called The Seven Words from the Cross, going through the seven different things Jesus said from the cross. So the first sermon was, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do," and sort of the striking, you know, impact that might have had around people, forgiveness from this man being crucified. Well, as you follow the course of Jesus' time on the cross, and you come across this interaction he had with the thief, Colin preached a sermon called Breakfast with the Devil, Supper with the Savior, where he taught about the thief on the cross and taught about salvation, not by what we do, but by the finished work of the cross. And here's a thief who's hanging next to Jesus, and he can't perform good works, and he can't give to charity or, you know, take care of the elderly. He's facing imminent death. All that to say, a very powerful message to me, even listening in the pews, of the fact that we don't earn our way into heaven. Well, coincidentally, at the time, my dad was suffering from renal cancer. My dad ultimately passed away in 2012. My dad, John Sr., I'm John Jr., was born and raised, as was I, in a Catholic home. And at the time, of course, we had moved to an evangelical church and really a biblical focus of our faith. But dad's still a practicing Catholic. And like we all will, facing his imminent death, was asking a lot of questions. And of course, I knew his questions were on my heart. I called him after that sermon, Bill, and said, "Dad, you know, you missed Pastor Colin today. You weren't feeling well, but here's what this sermon was about." And I got to tell you, it was really interesting. Once we got through father and son, and that he didn't think I was calling him a thief by any chance, he saw a little bit of himself, as we all should, in this character, right? Leaning on the forgiveness and the mercy through grace of Jesus Christ. And I shared the gospel with him, as I had done many, many times, and just prayed afterward that, you know, it would sink in. My dad ultimately came to faith from that through that conversation. The Lord used it to bring him to a faith. And Pastor Colin, my friend and pastor, met with my dad and confirmed that for me, that my dad had indeed put his faith in Jesus. And he said, "When did you do that, John Sr.?" I did it when we talked about this sermon and hearing about the thief. And so you can't help, when you're in this world of ministry, when you hear something like that, especially with someone you love so dearly, that was impactful. I wonder how many more people out there in the world might benefit from this. And so Colin and I and a few from the ministry sat down and said, let's do something with this story of the thief. Mm. Your listeners will know Luke chapter 23 doesn't give us much about the thief on the cross, right? It's a paragraph. And yet we do know certain things. You don't get hanged in first century Jerusalem for doing nothing. He must have been a violent criminal. And so we decided to create sort of a fictional narrative around his life, of what might have led him to the cross, always true to the Bible, of course, and what happened. And we never mess with Jesus' words, of course, but be able to a story around this guy's life that makes him a little bit more relatable than some criminal in first century that was hanged. And I have to tell you, Colin is just blessed with a gift of figuring out creative ways to share the gospel. He came up with the idea of this and doing it in the first person, hence the title, Heaven, How I Got Here. The story is actually narrated by the thief from heaven and talking about, you know, how he arrived where he was. And so it became a book the manuscript of which I could not wait for. I was able to participate in a little bit of the writing and did some editing and so forth. And the Spirit just moved from there. And that's how it got started. The book, I think, came out ultimately in 2015. And we can certainly talk about all the different paths and twists and wonderful things the Lord's done with the overall project. But that's how the book came to be.
And interestingly, I read somewhere, of course, as you explained, your father was a Catholic person. And so he did have a belief in Jesus on one level, but it's that personal faith that many do not have.
Interesting. The thief on the cross, you know, and in our fictional narrative, look, a first century Jewish man would have studied the Ten Commandments, would have known that a God exists, right? And so there's familiarity or even belief in a higher power. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean faith in that higher power for salvation. And I'm not suggesting that the name of the church or the denomination dictates things. But yeah, I mean, I'm blessed to have grown up in a Catholic home because at least I knew Jesus and would say I loved him. And so I was very open to hearing about grace and the real biblical understanding of it. Mm-hmm. My dad was the same way, you know what I mean? And so, but the clarity of it's not how I live my life, it's not my deeds that will get me in there. It could never, there's no story in the Bible that's clear about this. This guy had no good works to offer, you know, and it wasn't uncertain where he ended up. Jesus said to him, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." And so it's just a great story for, I would say, more sure Catholics or just folks who have a nominal faith in Jesus Christ to understand that, you know, we all are sinners today alone, you know, the sins I may think about or commit. And yet, it's not those sins that dictate my ultimate destiny. It's the finished work of the cross. And how wonderful of a picture it is of Jesus Christ weeping with joy while he's being tortured mercilessly at this repentant sinner next to him. I mean, just a wonderful, wonderful picture and image, and something that we've seen with the Lord's blessing on this book and the radio program and film we'll talk about, but just all things that bring this to life in a way that we felt was really a unique way to share the gospel. And it's proven to be such. Yeah.
Well, my guest today on His People is Mr. John Aiello. He's executive director for Open the Bible. And of course, we're talking about the ministry of Open the Bible, but also the book, Heaven, How I Got Here. And it's been made into a radio production and also more recently into a film. Well, John, what can you tell us about, you mentioned twists and turns. And of course, we know there's the book and the influence of your father, but then how it became a radio production with a well-known actor.
Sure. So the Lord's hand in this is just so obvious and so wonderful to sit back with. So after I had the finished manuscript of the book, I couldn't wait to share it with people in my extended family. I'm come from an Italian family in Chicago. So lots of folks that I would say love Jesus, but need to hear about grace. Mm-hmm. And so couple elderly folks in my family, I read them the manuscript, and they were so taken by the power audibly of this story even. And so I came back and said, boy, we should really think about doing something audible, some radio drama or, you know, a performance. And so we started to kick around the idea of Christian actors that might be able to partner with us. Mm. And it's interesting, you start writing a list of Christian actors, and then you look at Thief, and some of them don't seem to fit. You know, you see some squeaky clean guys. The thief that we were going to partner with needed to have a testimony, needed to have a conversion. And somebody mentioned the name of Stephen Baldwin, one of the Baldwin brothers. And you look at Stephen's testimony on I Am Second, or you just find his story of drug abuse and alcohol in Hollywood, and then his radical conversion to a really, really powerful faith in Jesus. And I'm thinking, that's our thief. Does anybody know Stephen Baldwin, right? And so we found a guy who knew a guy who lived with a guy who knew a guy that got us to Stephen, and we prayed about it. And not only did we ask Stephen to record a radio drama, sort of a reading of the book, but we also asked if he would consider doing a one-man play performance of this at our series of churches here in Chicagoland. And so Stephen, kind of in a leap of faith as I've gotten to know him, agreed to do both. A radio drama and stage, you know, drama and
a soliloquy.
And yeah, it was a one man play, and what happened? Interestingly, not only was the radio drama powerful, I will tell you the evangelistic impact of Stephen performing this story at our church, probably the single best outreach thing a 65-year-old church has ever done. So, inviting people who don't yet know the Lord, and we filmed it the second year, Bill. Very powerfully filmed it with a crew from Hollywood. We did this in 2015 and 16. And then that filmed version is what we're ultimately going to talk about here as well. Very powerful, very high quality production of a 60-minute film. So it's easy to digest. And the Lord has just used these various tools. It's been translated, this book, in about 15 different languages. The radio drama has been heard all over the world. And it all started with, honestly, a conversion of somebody near and dear to my heart, you know, my dad. But through the clarity of the gospel, the gifting of a pastor in Colin Smith, and then the spirit to want to share that with people all around the world, the Lord's used this mightily. And I think it's powerful for Christians to use with those in their life that maybe don't know Jesus, or if they're not sure they know Jesus themselves, to hear the gospel in a really interesting, fresh way.
And it's kind of a sort of an unobtrusive way to invite people to, if you will, give Christianity a listen, or if they already consider themselves a believer, still something that would bless them and strengthen their faith, but it's simply a matter of watching.
Absolutely. You know, Easter season, if we're not thinking about someone in our life that needs to hear the gospel, if we're not thinking ourselves about our own journey, you know, who is this Jesus guy? What am I going to make of this resurrection and all of that? Sometimes it's hard to ask somebody to go to church with you. It's sort of a big step. I'm not suggesting we shouldn't, but sometimes it's hard. You know, you don't want to put yourself out there in that way. Or if you're not yet really truly giving your life to Christ, it's hard to walk into a church and see everyone that's got it all figured out, you know. And so sometimes, you know, an easier ask is, hey, we join me and grab some popcorn and watch this thing. Hey, there's a Baldwin brother, and you recognize him from this. And, you know, when it was like to grow up with Alec and all that. So something might draw you in that's an easier invite. Mm-hmm. But what I can promise you is it's not light on the gospel. It's the clarity of the finished work of the cross, but delivered in a way that's so accessible, engaging, and everybody, whether you've been a believer, you know, since your early days, or whether you're thinking about putting your faith in Christ, you will see some of yourself in this criminal hanged next to Jesus. And it's very convicting when you do. and then to know that he was met with just this beautiful, just gracious response of amen, today you will be with me in paradise. He wasn't met with, hey, let's think about this for a while, and, you know, why don't you give it another month? And, you know, I mean, look, it was very, very clear, today, this very day, you'll be with me in paradise. And thief was accompany Jesus, you know, into the kingdom. It's just a pretty amazing, powerful story.
And that's, and you've touched on it a bit already, but particularly a particularly intriguing aspect of the thief on the cross, as you said, there was nothing he could do. He didn't have a lifetime of weighing good works against bad works or doing this or that to try to show his worthiness. I mean, all he could do was believe. His time on earth was so limited, so brief at that point.
Yeah, it's interesting when you piece together from the different gospels in the story, we learn that this thief, as well as the other thief on the other side of Jesus, were reviling Jesus. They were screaming and insulting, right? This guy had a conversion right there on the cross. And the truth is, he turned from his sinfulness. He acknowledged Jesus as a king because he said to him, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." So he acknowledged Jesus was king. So he was turning. He was saying, "Remember me," which was a way of confessing, right? You know, "I'm this poor guy here. I didn't do anything to deserve it, but would you please remember me?" So he turned from sin. He asked Jesus to forgive. And then honestly, Bill, the fascinating thing that Pastor Colin brings to life is then he had to trust. So if you follow the story of the crucifixion and the passion, Jesus, went through brutal things. Jesus likely died. Jesus did die before the thief. So now here's this thief who's just put his faith in Jesus and hearing things like, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Right? Mm. So he actually went through the journey of maybe there was doubt, you know what I mean? And so it's just such a relatable, who would have ever thought we could easily relate to a first century Jewish man being crucified? But if you read the book, if you watch this film and you don't, I'd be super surprised. It's a real nice microcosm of the journey that we all hopefully are on.
The film, as I understand it, has kind of a limited release, limited opportunities for people to watch it?
It does. We want to make it accessible for free, and we're going to be doing that starting the morning of Palm Sunday. All the way through the evening of Easter Sunday. So I guess it would be 8 calendar days from sunup to sundown for free on our website. It's very simple. You are openthebible.org/heaven. That page is actually live as we're speaking, so it's live now. People can go there, and we've assembled a number of resources about heaven, both for yourself, if you've yet to put your faith in Christ, to just learn about what it means to go to heaven. How can I be sure if I do this, I'm going to heaven? A lot of articles, sermons, just tools, all for free that you can get to talk about heaven with, to talk about heaven yourself and learn about it, or to talk with others in your life. And then starting on the morning of Palm Sunday, the link that's on that page now will go live and people can watch the film anytime they want during the week. What we're hoping and kind of expecting is that maybe people that might be in your listening audience read it or watch it on Palm Sunday and are moved. And I hope they start thinking about people in their life, family, folks like my dad, for example, who may kind of believe but aren't sure that they want to watch it again with later in the week. That's why we're leaving it up there for a number of days. Our goal is watch it and then figure out someone in your life that you might want to watch it with again. And I think you'll find it to be a great conversation starter. I can't tell you how many wonderful stories of people coming to faith or people in their sphere coming to faith from having watched this or listened to it or read it over time.
Can you share a story or two?
Yeah, so we had a listener in Ohio who wrote us, and we ultimately filmed her story. But she was in her backyard, and her neighbor, who'd been asking her a number of questions, continued to ask her questions, and she had just listened to the radio drama, Stephen's performance of the book, and she invited him to listen with her. And she wrote us the story that she revisited the conversation a couple days later. And this man said, "How do I go about doing what that thief did? How do I put my faith in Jesus Christ?" And he did. And then, of course, she began to read scripture with him and disciple him, stuff that the thief never got to do, quite honestly, is be discipled. But the salvation happened. That was one. I'll share another one. Another fella had been moved by this project and moved by the book. He wanted to share it with his own brother who passed away and didn't get to. And as a tribute to his brother, he purchased hundreds of copies of the book and brought them to his brother's funeral and wake service and handed them out. I'm not encouraging people that they need to buy hundreds of copies of anything, but it was wonderful to hear somebody say, I missed a chance to share the gospel and I don't want to do that again. You know, I want to make sure that I'm taking every chance I can in a relatively easy way to give people the very clear understanding of what Jesus actually did on the cross. So there's a number of stories like that. It's a joy. Stephen Baldwin has become a friend. He's a wonderful man. He and I have wept together because we don't know all the people that may have been touched, that the Lord has used this project to touch. But we've promised each other when we see each other in heaven, we're going to find a empty banquet room if they exist. We think they might, and just, you know, meet some of the people that might have watched Heaven How I Got Here as part of their coming to faith. And we laugh because I'm not sure that's exactly the way it'll work out. But it's kind of nice to not know all the stories and to just think, Lord, use this in what ways you will glorify your son, and thank you for the privilege of being used in it in some small way.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of Stephen Baldwin, I read somewhere that even though he's acted in many different productions, films, and so on, that he considers this participation in Heaven How I Got Here as particularly significant in his life, in his acting life.
Yeah, it's interesting. Doing it with him 2 years in a row, I got to learn this firsthand. Stephen had never done stage before. So Stephen's a very gifted film actor, and if you watch him, his facial expressions, his emotion, the camera just loves Stephen. He'd never actually done stage. I don't know that we knew that. And so the first time he came out, like any good actor, especially an actor, you know, acting out something that involves Jesus Christ, he was in awe of the role. And honestly, I give him an enormous amount of credit and for the courage he had to get up there. And I just know that because the character of the thief was somebody he related to so well, that the Holy Spirit gave him the strength to do it. And it was fascinating because the second year, that after he'd done it the first year, the second year he came out and brought his wife, Kenya, who's a big part of his salvation. Kenya's really ultimately who shared the gospel with her husband, Stephen. And Kenya came out, and it was a really wonderful moment. She pulled Pastor Colin aside and me and said, I just want to thank you guys. This was so powerful for Stephen in his walk with the Lord to do this role. It was so powerful in his even being an actor to see how he could relate to this person, and it just thanked us, you know, and so, yeah, I think people around Stephen think it's his best acting job. I'll leave that to people who know more about acting. What I can tell you is he left his heart and soul in that role. We're very grateful for it. And I think people listening today, encourage you to watch it. I think you'll enjoy it. And I know Stephen did, and we still talk all the time about the joy it has been to work on this.
Well, my guest today on His People, Mr. John Aiello, he's executive director for Open the Bible. It's a ministry, Bible teaching ministry, very much founded by Pastor Colin Smith. And we've been talking about it, as well as the radio production and the new film production. Well, it was recorded some years ago, but the film production, which is just being released, Heaven How I Got Here. And John, I want to ask you, you have been involved, as I understand it, with Open the Bible since 2011, and you came from the business world, and I realize this is a huge question to ask you toward the end of the conversation, but how did the Lord lead you from the business world to this nonprofit ministry world?
So I had the great joy. I came to faith myself. My wife and I both came to faith at The Orchard, which is where Pastor Colin is pastor. In the year 2001, or actually late 2000. And to be honest, I had started a company with a close friend of mine in the year 1999. And so, you know, I like to say I was very engaged in my new faith. I was also very engaged in running a quickly growing technology company. And so I attended church, did as much as I could, but my brain was elsewhere too often. Ran that company, Bill, for I guess 11, 12 years as its CEO, and enjoyed every minute of it. And it was a wonderful company and did some great things and what have you. Honestly, it got a little bit larger than I was interested in running over time. And so I want to be clear, I didn't leave the world of technology CEO-hood to get into ministry. I left to be more present in my home. I had an 8-year-old and a 4-year-old at the time, both my boys and my wife and Carla. And I wanted to be physically present and mentally present. I thought I was going to be doing nothing for a few years, and maybe some of your listeners can relate to this. After about 30 days of doing nothing, my wife looked at me and said, honey, I love you, but you need to go do something again. So we began to pray. We just prayed, Lord, you've brought us here. You've had our back. Now's the time that we're just praying to open a door for us. What should I be doing next? You know, my wife actually prayed, Lord, this would be a good time to get him onto your team, is the way she said it. Mm. I attended church on a Sunday during that time, and Pastor Colin, my pastor, asked after the service if I would meet him for lunch. And I have to be honest, when you're growing up Catholic, if the priest ever asked us to meet, then we did something wrong. So, Carla, what did we do wrong, honey? You know, and asking all those questions. And when I met with Colin, he simply said, John, would you consider running this ministry for me? And I immediately said, no. I said, Colin, I am not worthy of running a ministry. I'm a business guy. And he said, John, he goes, if we all wait till we're worthy of serving the Lord, no one would be doing anything. It's exactly as you would want your pastor to say. Mm-hmm. And said, but Colin, you don't know me. And so we agreed at that lunch, how about if I just do a little project for you, just maybe do some strategic planning? And he said, that would be great. Well, a 60-day project of strategic planning. I fell in love with the ministry. I got to know Colin very well. And I said, you know what, Lord, maybe this isn't exactly as clear as Jonah, go to Nineveh, but for me it was, John, go to open the Bible. And it's been a great, I thought I might do it for a year or two. And as I mentioned, it's been 13 years. The Lord has used a lot of my entrepreneurial background and boldness in some ways, alongside of Colin's gifts as a preacher and humble follower of Jesus Christ and leader of people to bless this ministry and hopefully there in through which bless people out there. And honestly, one of the wonderful things has been the partnerships with our radio partners, you know, Pilgrim included in that. It's just stations and networks committed to sharing the gospel, to truly expositional preaching of God's word, faithfulness for years and years. It's there's so many wonderful people who've given their lives and their careers to broadcasting the truth. And so it's just been really wonderful, unexpected chapter of my career. I can tell you this ministry has given me more than I could have ever imagined or I could ever give it. I mean, you think about the salvation of my father to start, I mean, and other family members and just my own walk with the Lord. I encourage everyone listening, maybe you don't have to run a ministry, but you can be useful in God's kingdom in some way, even if you don't think you can. So I'm the living embodiment of that every day. I'm like, really, Lord, you're using me? Okay, I'm in, but humbly.
Well, John Aiello, my guest, Executive Director for Open the Bible. Well, John, thank you so much for joining us today here on His People on the Pilgrim Radio Network. Again, can you run by the details to watch the film? Sir.
The website to keep in mind is very simple, openthebible.org/heaven. And again, that page is live now. You can peruse resources. You'll see a trailer for the film there to give you a sense of what we're talking about. And then beginning the morning of Palm Sunday through the evening of Easter Sunday, that will be live and free. Everything there is free. And so I encourage you to visit openthebible.org/heaven.
You've been listening to His People on Pilgrim Radio. Many thanks to our guest, John Aiello, Executive Director of Open the Bible. Thanks for listening, and I hope you can join us again on Monday at this same time for another edition of His People.